John Batchelor with my friend and colleague, Germanicus. I am Gaius. And a note here, we're witnessing disorder in the 21st century. In our first century AD, there's only order. Yes, there is the Roman army occupied with dealing with the Dacians. And the frontier is where modern Romania will be. However, that's a professional army. And we acknowledge that professional army is the strength and security of Rome. I'm surrounded by retired centurions, professional men, and their families, all very well organized here in Londinium. Germanicus is in London in the 21st century, surrounded by professional armies. One's called NATO, one's called the U.S., one's called Russia. Professional armies. Where did that come from? It came from Gaius Marius, who was a political general involved in fighting the rascals of the Mediterranean basin. The Jugurthine War was the one he was most famous for. But it was his idea. No longer are we going to depend upon the call-up when we have a crisis in Rome. We're going to maintain an army, and we're going to bring in Italians, that means non-Romans, and eventually we'll bring in people we conquer to be part of the Roman Empire. And Germanicus, reading over the Gaius Marius facts, he never really veered into being a bully or a tyrant, although he was strong-minded and he did go up against the Senate. Is that a model that we can follow here in the 21st century? Are we veering towards the Marius model?
I don't think we're veering so much as careening toward this state of affairs. And I say this with reference to what Marius actually achieved. We had talked the week before about how the suppression, the proscription, the execution of the Gracchi brothers created a precedent for the use of violence in the resolution of political and governance disputes within the Senate. Well, Marius took that a step further. He broke the framework of administration, which was two consuls a year, a single year only. And he had a record of six consulates. I'm not sure if he had a seventh and then died a little bit into it, but he created a precedent not only for power that went beyond constitutional limits, but he also took the violence to a much greater level, and it was very bloody when he came back after having fled when he was politically proscribed, and he wreaked vengeance on Rome, and Sulla was away in the Mithridatic Wars, and Sulla came back with his legions and then proceeded to completely purge the Senate and the optimates. And at that point, even though Sulla tried to put everything back together in terms of a constitutional order, it was too late. What's happening now on the southern border of the U.S.? Here is I just received this today, Rolling Stone. Christy Noem warns of possible civil war amid border standoff. And she essentially says that we would have a war on our hands if Biden were to federalize National Guard troops being deployed to the border. And this is the kind of breakup pathway that you're likely to see for the U.S., not generals who have all been converted into, you know, puppies, as Hitler called them in the early 30s, but rather the state governors. And at this point, you have over 25 states that are in a position ready to resist. And they all have the equivalent of their legions. They're flabby legions. I mean, the National Guard is not, you know, a super professional combat force. It's more like a militia. In a true militia. and a lot of them are cops, and basically they're in a different mind space, and that mind space is a mind space more conducive to and more susceptible to the idea of a political resistance or political rebellion. And in many ways, this is a prefiguration of things to come. I've said this in articles, and I'm sure I've said it on your show, but this is the split. The regular army and the National Guard and the executive branch, the president, and versus the national governors. And what we talked about last week in terms of America being a federation, the difficulty with federations is that they can come apart under duress. And if we look at Europe and the precedent of Orban in Hungary, we can see that operating there in terms of tearing apart the EU and NATO. I think with upheavals across Europe in upcoming elections, we're going to see that process take place in Europe, not quite as fiercely. In the U.S., there has been a buildup of anger, even rage, on both sides of the splintering American society. And that rage can very quickly be turned into violence and conflict.
Germanicus is Michael Vlahos. He's traveling in 21st century London. I'm in first century Londinium. He will return soon enough. I drink my cup of wine to him and head to the theater. He is in London, where the theater in the 21st century is said to be first rate, not especially comical, which is my favorite, more like the Greek style of always coming to a moral end. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.